You're listening to the Dauber Prospects Special Edition episode. We're talking players from Sweden, and we're going to be joined by a special guest today, McKean's writer, Jimmy Hamrin. Welcome to the show, Jimmy.
Oh, thank you.
I'm with my co-host, as always, Paul Zwanberg. I'm pretty excited to talk about some Swedish players because it's really hard to get viewings on a lot of these players, and we hear a lot about them, we read a lot of scouting reports, but I want to get it from a person that has first-hand live viewing experience with these guys. So first of all, Jim, let's start about talking about draft players. And the first guy I want to talk about is Timothy Liljegren. So he was ranked right at the top of the draft, like 1 and 2 with Nolan Patrick at this time last year. And he's just had a terrible season. He had mono, and that really set him back. And he had a real abysmal season in the SHL before he got returned back to junior. So my question right off the bat with Liljegren is, was he receiving quality minutes with the with his team in the SHL, or was he kind of middling and a healthy scratch at times and playing marginal minutes?
Well, I think what you need to know about SHL is that the teams that are in the bottom are under a lot of pressure, because if they came last, they can drop out of the league. So it's not like in North America when you get a first draft choice if you come last. So it's a lot of pressure for them. And a guy like Timothy Liljegren is a very high risk, high reward player. And so they didn't really give him much chances because he made too many mistakes when he plays. He have a little issue, I think, with his decision making, and he has a very offensive defenseman talent. So I think it was a tough situation for him playing on a team that's in the bottom. You know, they didn't have the patience with him, and I think that it affected. But still, as you said, I think it was a rough season for him, and he learned a lot during the season as well.
It's my understanding that he's likely to be a candidate for the CHL import draft. Do you think that would be an opportunity that he would embrace and he would report to North America if he was selected at the import draft to come play junior in Canada?
Yeah, I think that's I think he will wait the NHL draft as well to see what he wants to do. But I think that will be a good opportunity for him, actually. I think he's a player that needs to play his strength. And in a bottom team in SHL, I think that's hard. And maybe he's a kid that needs to play more junior hockey that way and maybe play more in North America. I think that could be a good option for that type of player. You know, he will need time to adjust his game and to learn from his mistakes and be a better decision maker on the ice.
Yeah, he'd be an exceptional player for the CHL too. So even with his defensive warts, you'd think he would still get a lot of minutes. Now, if he gets drafted by an NHL team, which he obviously will, he would have the option then to report to the American Hockey League and play professional hockey in the AHL. Do you think he would be better suited playing junior or AHL?
Oh, that's a tough one, mate. I think he could play in the American Hockey League as well. Maybe that's even better. If he gets to a team there that's good at developing players and give him the chances, I mean, he has all the tools. I mean, he is a great skater, has a great shot, he has great skill. He's, I think he's, you know, the size is pretty okay as well. So I think it's just I think the decision making to get more experience playing in, you know, in junior, he would play in a first pair, get a lot of minutes, get his confidence going. And in the American League, I think maybe he's not ready to step in to a first defense role, but I sure can play there.
All right, let's move on to Elias Pettersson, 6'2", 165 pounds. He's got the size and maybe not the weight yet to his body, but he ranks from like second to 20th in the first round. Where do you think Elias Pettersson's going to fall in the draft?
I think he can go pretty early. This is a player he got in heat some time, as you say. He's very skinny still. He has grown late, late puberty kid. But he has tremendous skill, and he's a mesmerizing player. I think he got the talents to be one of the best players in the draft if you look at this draft in about 10 years. But he needs time, and I think he will stay in Sweden one or at least one, but probably two or maybe 3 years before he gets over to North America. And that probably will maybe make some team hesitate to pick him early, but I think he has the skills and talent to become a really, really good player in the NHL.
And does he play both center and left wing, or is he more center prone, or is he going to end up being a winger? Like, where do you think he'll fit on a roster?
I think he will end up being a centerman. Yes, he wants to play center, and but you know, going up and playing with seniors, you know, they want maybe an older, more experienced centerman, and he gets to learn the senior game, you know, playing wing. So mostly he played wing this season, but I think, you know, style wise, he's a centerman. He likes to control the play, and he works hard both ways, and I think he wants the puck more, you know, maybe than a winger. And he's not that, you know, physical as well. And as a centerman, you can be more of the middle guy.
So, Jimmy, a question on Pettersson. I hear a lot of people talk about him as having elite high-end offensive ability and the skills to put him at the top of the draft, and that yet I see him, not at the top. He's in around the top 10 a lot. But is he a player that you would say that maybe there's a North American bias at play here? Because a lot of the people I read are in North America, and they're like me. They don't get a chance to watch him play live very often. How high would you think he could go in the draft, or do you think he should go in the draft, or are we underrating him in North America?
Hard to me to tell, you know. I'm not an expert of you know, the North American kids to compare him with. I can only compare him really good with the Swedish players, but I think he has a shot at being, you know, late top 10 if a team wants that. But I can understand if teams hesitate to pick him early. You know, maybe the GM said, you know, the pick early, you know, wants to pick a player they can put in the franchise right away. And this kid he's not ready. He needs to grow, and he needs to get stronger. And he had trouble at the World Juniors as well. He that was playing in smaller rinks, and he needed some games there to figure it out. And he didn't end up. I don't think he scored a single goal in the whole tournament there. So that was a tough tournament for him. And I can see why teams and scouts hesitate on it.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about Elias Andersson. He's another player who's ranked in the first round in a lot of mock drafts and rankings. My understanding of him is that he's a high energy, versatile player. He can play two ways in the puck, and he's strong, and he's got a good engine. Is this an example of a player that, I don't know if you play fantasy hockey or participate in hockey pools or not, but do you think he's got better NHL value? Or like real life hockey value than he would for someone who's looking for a fantasy hockey option, the guy in their hockey pool for points.
I'm not a fantasy hockey player. I don't really know how that works, but Elias Andersson, I think he's, you know, compared to Pettersson, this is a more ready player. This kid is strong. I think he can go over to North America earlier than Pettersson. But you know, the high end skills, points, I'm not sure this is going to be a big point getter in the NHL if he makes the NHL, which I think he will. But I think He's more of a two-way player, third line center, something like that. Hard-working player.
Okay, moving to the back end again, Erik Brännström. He kind of looks like a point per game guy in the Super Elite and in the international under 18 and under 20s World Juniors. But then he goes to the SHL for HV 71 and only puts up 6 points in 35 games. Is that a matter of not getting the top minutes because, again, the SHL is cautious of coming in last place, or is he just not ready to play with men yet?
Well, the thing with him is he played in the best team in the SHL, and it's a lot of competition to get big minutes, but he got a lot of chances, but not in the playoff. He was sent down to juniors, but I think this is a great and underrated prospect. This kid has really high skills and a great skater. He doesn't have the size, but he's so strong in his lower body, and this will be a really good player in NHL, I think. A bit underrated in the draft, if you ask me. He's probably my favorite Swedish-based player for this draft.
Oh, wow. So you'd take Brännström over Liljegren?
Yeah, I think so. I think Liljegren maybe, you know, has the size, but I mean, the skating, and I think Brännström, well, he also makes defensive mistakes, but not as much as Liljegren, and he's smaller with the puck as well, I think. So they're tight, but I would pick Brännström before Liljegren.
And where do you think they fit in the defenseman rankings? Are they above Miro Heiskanen, under Miro Heiskanen, like Cale Makar is up there? Where would you slot them into the defensive rankings?
Probably not in the top 10 of the whole draft.
Okay.
Heiskanen is higher than Makar as well, I think, usually. So I think they're, you know, 10, 25 is such an even draft this year. It's hard to know where the team are going to pick them. But I don't think teams will go on a limb with a top 10 pick to pick Brännström. I think he has a lot of talent and reminds me a bit of Erik Karlsson. You know, I shouldn't make that comparison. He's probably the most skilled defenseman in the world. But I really like Brännström. I think he can become a really good player.
Jimmy, where do you see him playing in the short term, next year or maybe for a year or two? What's his short-term future look like?
I think he probably will keep playing in HV 71. That's the best team in Sweden. They won the gold. And if he can take a spot in that roster, I think he will play in the World Juniors next year. And I see him keep developing in SHL. I think that's great for his development to play senior hockey here in Sweden.
Okay. Is there another player from Sweden from the draft? We talked about four right there, and they're the higher ranked players. Is there another one that you would that you think doesn't get enough recognition that people over here really need to know about?
I think those are the highest ranks for me. But, you know, a guy that's on most lists, the Finnish guy, Christian Vesalainen, a big power forward, I think will probably go in the first round as well. He had a great under 18 tournament. I think he was the scoring leader in that tournament. So maybe him, if you want to add one to the first round, I think.
Yeah, we talked about him with Marco on our Finnish special edition.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's move on from the draft. There's a bunch of players that have either been drafted or were never drafted, and recently signed NHL contracts. So let's just do just a short comment on each player. We'll do a rapid fire. I got about eight names here. What I'd be looking for you, I think our listeners would want to know is, are these players, first of all, are they going to come to North America this year? And what kind of impact do you think they'll have? Will they play in the AHL or in the NHL? And if they play in the NHL, will they have and impact offensively? So the first guy would be Vancouver Canucks signed Philip Holm, defenseman. What do you think about him?
Great skater. I think he has the shine. I mean, Vancouver is kind of rebuilding now, and I think this will be a. I think he has a chance to make that team. He was in the Swedish World Championship team and did well there when he got time to play. So I think Holm is. That's an interesting player, I think.
Okay, and sticking with the Vancouver Canucks, Jonathan Dahlin also just signed, and they picked him up from the Ottawa Senators. Where do you think Dahlin will fit in the Canucks organization?
I think he's got top six talent. Maybe not this year. I don't know. He's still pretty small, and he needs to figure something out. Maybe he starts in the AHL, American Hockey League. But this is a very good trade for the Canucks. I think this is a smart offensive player, great goal scorer. Likes to shoot the puck a lot and creates a lot of chances on his own. I think he can fit well within the North American game as well.
San Jose Sharks signed Philip Sandberg, a forward. Is he going to be an impact player?
This is a very interesting signing, I think. This is a small player. He has always been a good talent in Sweden, but he was not drafted because of his size. But he works really hard, and it's a real intensive player. Maybe not, he will not, you know, be a point getter or something. If he makes the NHL, I think it's me a fourth, third line role, something like that. But he will probably start in the American Hockey League.
All right, let's go with a goaltender, Marcus Hogberg, coming onto a team that where Ottawa went pretty deep into the NHL playoffs and Craig Anderson stood on his head. Is Hogberg likely going to be a backup next year, or can he supplant Craig Anderson halfway through the year like a lot of rookie goaltenders have done?
I don't think he's that ready. I think he needs to play in the American Hockey League for starters. Don't really see him, you know, taking a spot in the NHL right away. It's a big goalie. I think he will need to work on his angles a bit. He played some couple of games, I think, with Binghamton late in the season and. Didn't see them, but not great numbers. I think he will start there.
All right, Columbus Blue Jackets signed Kevin Stenlund, forward. What's he all about?
Offensive skill player, big player, late developed, late bloomer, what do you want to call it? Intelligent player, can play centerman, can play wing. Very interesting player. I think he will play next season in HV 71. Keep playing there. But I read they will loan him back for next season, and then maybe in a year or so he will go over to North America.
All right, next up on the list is Dallas Stars prospect John Nyberg. There's a lot of prospect depth on the back end with the Dallas Stars. Can Nyberg fit in to the roster at some point?
Yeah, at some point, I think it's a smart two-way defenseman. Can't really see him getting into the NHL right away. Had a great season, played in a great team, and took big steps last season. And an interesting prospect, but I don't think he's NHL ready right away.
All right, two Maple Leafs prospects coming at you. They just signed Andreas Borgman and Kalle Rosén. They're both likely to play with the Marlies next year, is my understanding. Is that your take as well?
I would think so. Maybe Borgman has a chance. He was one of the best defensemen in all of SHL last season. He was great. He got the Rookie of the Year award and was really good in the playoffs when the team won the championship as well. So he's a really fun player to watch. He got the offensive talents, the skating, the shooting skills, and he's also very physical in his playing. You know, likes to hit open ice hits, and I think he will be liked in North America. Maybe, you know, he needs to be a little smarter sometimes, but I think he has a shot to make the Maple Leafs, actually, but probably the Marlies will start, but this is a very interesting player. Rosen, also very talented, has a nice shot, and maybe not as exciting to watch as Borman, but a good player as well, and I can also see him making the Maple Leafs in the long run, maybe not for starters.
A guy that signed a one-year deal with the Los Angeles Kings, Oscar Fantenberg, he's got a one-year audition with the Kings. What do you think of his game, and can he find a role with the Kings?
Yeah. He played in Russia last season, didn't see much of him. But he has, you know, he's been a steady development, and he's a bit older. I think he's 25, 26 maybe, and I think this is his, he needs to make the Kings, I think, right away to make that. And I don't know, he had a good season in KHL, 0.5 points per game, and he's a two-way defenseman, and you know, has the strength and size as well. So it'll be interesting to see.
All right, the Philadelphia Flyers are doing a really good job of replenishing their prospects, and signing Oscar Lindblom is a good step in the right direction. Will he be coming to North America this season? I know he's recently signed with them.
I would think so. I think he has. I think he can make the Flyers next season. I think he's NHL ready. He was tremendous in SHL this season, and one of the best players, both in playoffs and during the regular season. He's a really smart offensive player, and I think he can put, you can put him in any role. I think it reminds me a bit of Loey Eriksson. I mean, a quite quiet player, you know, not that spectacular, but makes many smart plays on the ice and seems to get away with points and goals whenever he plays. Really good player.
All right, and Carl Grundstrom from the Toronto Maple Leafs just signed with them. He played 6 games in the playoffs for the Marlies and had a great World Juniors for Sweden, 19 points in 15 games. What do you think he's going to stick around for the Marlies, or will the Leafs give him a shot?
The Leafs have a lot of young talent, I guess. Grundstrom, you can play in many various roles, and he could play in a fourth line and be effective. He works hard, he's physical, he has great hands, but I don't know, probably start with the Marlies, I guess, but he's a big talent as well. I think he will play with the Leafs and in the NHL for many years.
Is there any other players that are coming over from Sweden for this season that we might have missed on our list here, Jimmy, that you want to tip your hat off to us?
There's been a lot of signings.
Yeah.
A guy I really like, I don't think he will make the NHL right away, but Elias Pettersson's big older brother, Emil Pettersson, signed with Nashville, I think. He is, like the same type of player, and Nashville has been having good success with Swedes. So I think watch out from him. He probably will start with the Admirals, but watch out for him. I think he's a really talented and an exciting player to watch.
What was his first name again?
Emil.
All right. I'm going to put him on my fantasy radar. Thanks for that tip. Okay, so Jimmy, you write for McKean's. You're contributing to their draft guide that comes out or is out right now? I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's out, I think, today. It's out, so you can buy that. I contribute to that. And just writing the Swedish-based players.
Yeah, I've been a customer of McKean's and contributor to them for a few years now as well. So, yeah, it's a great product. I'm going to have to go and pick one up. And We can follow you on Twitter. Your Twitter handle is at Jimmy Hamrin, and we'll put that in our show notes for people, but it's JimmyHamrin. Jimmy, that has been some really, really, really great first-hand insights on a lot of players that Paul and I and most of our listeners in North America don't get to see very often. So I can't thank you enough for coming on our show and you know, letting us know about some of these guys in Sweden.
Yeah, thanks. It's been a pleasure to be on.
Talk to you later.
Cheers.